I did my stepmom and stepsister at the same time part 2. Last weekend, things hit a peak. My dad was out of town for work and it was just the three of us. Linda suggested we have a movie night. I thought it was a good idea, so I agreed. Jenna, however, wasn't having it. She insisted we go out instead and practically dragged me out of the house, leaving Linda visibly pissed off. As Jenna and I left the house, I could feel the tension simmering between us. We didn't talk much on the drive until Jenna broke the ice. She was determined to make the night memorable, but I couldn't shake the feeling of guilt about leaving Linda behind. We ended up at a small, cozy cafe downtown, going through the drive-thru and then driving to the far end of the parking lot so there wouldn't be anyone in sight. We were chatting animatedly about everything and nothing. Halfway through, my phone buzzed with a message from Linda. "Hope you're having fun." There was no hint of sarcasm, but I could almost hear the disappointment in her words. I showed Jenna the message, expecting her to feel some remorse, but she just shrugged it off. "She'll get over it," she said nonchalantly. Jenna started unbuckling my belt on my pants and revealed the hot dog. She started giving me the best massage I've ever felt. I hesitated at first, but ultimately went along with her plan. Felt so good, I gave her a mouthful of frosting. She took a picture sneakily without me knowing and sending it to Linda with a text over picture saying he's busy right now. I later found this out when we got home and Linda confronted me. Follow for part 3.